I was watching MLB Network, and they do the top position groups, guys. Starting pitcher, they had Framber 10th. I thought that was very low. I feel like I'm glad he was in the top 10, but barely. I feel like he's closer to the top five than he is to the bottom. But obviously Altuve was in it, had some Astros in there. But they did left field, and Yordan Alvarez was number one. Yordan Alvarez, who I believe is a designated hitter, but Yordan Alvarez in left field was the number one left fielder, and he's been voted that the last, because they don't do DHs, but he's been voted that the last, I think, 2 or 3 years, the number one left fielder. And if you've listened to me, as I've said, my opinion and thought is he is the best hitter in baseball, to me. I understand Judge and these guys, and Ohtani's really good, but he can do anything with any pitch. He can hit for power, hit it anywhere, and his clutch factor is through the damn roof, right? And I don't know if there's any other player in baseball that I would one up at the plate in a clutch moment. He is, and he's shown it time and time again. But I think There is real pressure on him and real pressure on Joe Espada this year, because last year his health was pretty decent, didn't miss a lot of games. I don't know, okay, Chris, you can correct me if I'm, I don't think he went on the IL last year. I think he did miss some games and had some moments where he thought he might. If he did, it was maybe one stint. But I don't, like last year, I felt like he was pretty much out there. They need that big time. And I agreed with the initial plan before all this Bregman stuff came back up, Clint, of, hey, we want to play Yordan more in at the DH spot to keep his legs and to keep him healthy. Because the pressure is, Clint, is in the past, you know, there have been Kyle Tucker. There have been other guys around that when he has had to go to the IL that can pick up the slack. The starting pitching, the bullpen can pick up the slack. We've said it in the past, but it is a completely different thing this year. If that dude's not in the middle of the order this year, I know those days he'll have games up. It will look and feel and be completely different. They have got to keep him on the field more than they ever had before. So that's why, to me, the deal of, as you said, man, hell, Altuve to left field, the way that it makes it work is if he is the left fielder every day. And to me, they have got to really look at this, because they cannot afford, even more than they couldn't afford it in the past years, they cannot afford to have that dude off the field and out of the lineup, because this lineup looks completely different now with him out of it.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think you make a great point. Like, the pressure is ratcheted up. I'll be honest with you, I don't know that this team could afford him being out at any point in time before Tucker and Bregman left, to be completely honest with you. Like, you watch this team just kind of coast through and make one of the biggest comebacks we've ever seen with Tucker out of the mix, right? And I don't know that this team is doing that without Yordan Alvarez. I don't know that this team, and I mean, I don't know if that team was doing it with Yordan Alvarez and Kyle Tucker and Bregman if Alvarez was out. So yeah, I agree with you. I've said it a million times. Like, Tucker leaving doesn't scare me nearly as much as it does a lot of folks. Bregman bouncing or potentially not being here, I guess there's still an outside shot he could come back, but Bregman bouncing doesn't scare me as much, and especially when you bring in guys like Christian Walker. Now, that opinion and that thought and that confidence is built solely around Yordan Alvarez being in the middle of it. I think you bring in Christian Walker, you bring in, all of a sudden you got Yainer Diaz is clearly a guy that should be hitting your top five kind of deal. You can sandwich those guys. You still got Altuve. You can say your top four or five hitters can still be really good as long as you got that big boy in the middle.
And of course, he makes everything easier for everybody else, right? Yes. Like, I mean, he's clearly going to be on base a lot, and a guy's not going to chase stuff to make whoever it is, whether it's Walker, Diaz, behind him, I'm guessing Diaz and Walker, I'm sure they'll probably try to split the lefty-righty thing. It'll make things easier for them. And then whoever is in front of them, if he's batting in the two spot and it's Altuve, or if he's batting in the three spot and they want to put Pena back up there, whatever, he makes things different and they get to see other pitches. So for me, they have got to do whatever they can to keep that dude healthy, to keep that dude in the lineup. Now, of course, he ain't going to play 162. And I understand that. He's going to get some days off. And I understand that they're going to put him in there. But if Alex Bregman coming back means that Yordan Alvarez has to play in left field every day, like play 140, 150 games in left field, whew. I'm not saying hell with that, don't do it. But it's something to think about, because I think you do run up. Now, Bregman being in the lineup would help, but still, like, I think you do run up the risk of having him injured. And, like, this to me is the year where we could really see an MVP-level year with him, and especially they got to have it from him.
Well, look, I'm on record. I really like him in left field. I don't have a problem with him playing multiple games. I don't have a problem with the workload. I understand you need to load manage the guy a little bit, whatever, because of the history. But with baseball, it's one of those. It's and with the Astros, for me, it's a little bit different in terms of whether he's DHing or playing left field. I know when rubber meets the road, the best left fielder is going to be in left field. When the games get important, when we get to a point where the games mean something, Yordan Alvarez is going to be in left field. Unless they sign somebody, Yordan Alvarez is going to be in left field when it matters the most. And Altuve is, most importantly, is not going to be in left field
when it matters the most.
So it's like to navigate the season, you've got several guys you can throw out there, to your point, load managing, do whatever you want to do. I'm more in these conversations, I'm more solely dialed in on, well, what are they going to do when the playoffs get here, when the games start to matter in October? And
but I would also say this is a year, to me, Clint Moore, that getting to the playoffs doesn't feel like as much of a guarantee, or a feel like right. It feels like this year they're going to have to, like, it's not going to just be there for them. I mean, hell, they had to work at it last year. Obviously, they had a 10-game deficit that they had to pick up. But I think they need him in there to get there, right? I do. I agree with you. If they get to the playoffs, yeah, he's going to be in the lineup. They're going to probably put forth the best lineup.
You say it's going to be a little more difficult to get there.
I think they got to, like, if he goes on the IL and he's gone for 2 weeks, that lineup to me looks a lot different in it.